Blog Talk Radio.
My love, ooh, my love, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. I thought about what I wanted, and you were on my list.
Diamond B Experience. I am so glad that I could be here with you on this wonderful day, this beautiful day, this lovely February 11, 2015. Oh, you just don't know how happy Miss Diamond B is to be with you. Had some technical difficulties, but I thank God that tonight I have a very understanding, wonderful guest who is waiting to grace the phone lines, and also that all works together for my greater good. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Diamond B actually had some wisdom teeth removed yesterday, and listen to me right now. No pain at the moment. Thank God for those little pain medications that people prescribe to us, that I was able to re-up earlier in the day, and I'm like, I should be all set to have my show this evening. So I'm really thankful for my health on this day. I'm really thankful for all of you who are listening, and I'm really thankful for my guest this evening. My guest for this evening was born in Oklahoma, California, attended University of California, Berkeley, majored in physiology, also attended UC San Francisco Medical Center, and he practiced orthodontist for 47 years before practicing. He continued to study, and also his purpose for this evening is to come on and talk about a book, which is book simply entitled Why. I love the title, Why, the question that could save your life, which will give the average person the knowledge necessary to have a healthy and vital life. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please help me introduce the distinguished, the wonderful Dr. Brown. Dr. Brown, you're on with Ms. Diamond B. How are you doing this evening?
I'm just doing great. You're quite complimentary.
Oh, listen, not a problem at all. I'm so glad that you can join me on this evening. And I am looking forward to speaking with you. You have such a wealth of knowledge. I mean, it's safe to say I probably didn't give you all your due. The list of awards that I hear from you and the various practices, you've also written for various magazines. You've lectured in the field of hope. Just goes on about how wonderful and great your contributions have been to the world of medicine, Dr. Brown. So
thank you very much.
I am glad that I have you on this evening.
Are you still there?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Not sure okay. what quite happened, but I'm here. Okay.
Okay. Well, we broke up for a little bit there.
Okay. You know, all right.
I really enjoy what I'm doing, and I love helping people.
Wonderful, wonderful. So after your years of studies and in various fields, what brought you to write your book?
Well, it all started, many years ago when I was actually murdered by a doctor due to malpractice. I actually died in the hospital.
Oh,
and got to have that near-death experience that so many people talk about, the tunnel and coming out of it. And it was because of the doctor not reading my medical history and gave me the wrong antibiotic after surgery. So I learned from that, but it was a blessing in disguise because I got to know that God is really there and he's all part of us.
Wow.
And I went on from there. My youngest daughter was born with the kind of asthma that you die from. And that started me, that's 38 years ago, started me studying homeopathic and alternative medicine, because the medicine that they're still using now for asthma is just pills. I found out why. I looked into why she had asthma and found out why, and I corrected that, and she's never had it again, and she went on to become world champion kickboxer.
Wow. Amazing, Dr. Brown. Wow. I think that we have this taboo, especially in America, that we're not supposed to quite question doctors. Even when we go to get a second opinion, it sounds, almost like it's something that's supposed to be unspoken, you know, that you have to sneak around your doctor's back in order to get a second opinion, or to even mention that you did research, or to decide that you want to look into something further besides what your doctor has told you. It's almost like an unspoken thing in our society. So for you to come out with a book like this and to mention that you were able to look into those reasons that your daughter had that asthma and make that turnaround, I find that to be simply amazing. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you cover in the book. I understand that you cover up some things that we consider cover-ups in a medical field. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there's a lot of cover-ups. One was done by the company called Pfizer with a drug called Lipitor. There was a company at the time they were coming out with Lipitor in Italy that discovered what's called the Milano protein that cleans out the arteries, not requiring using a statin. And this company was bought up by Pfizer and shut down.
Wow.
If that isn't the cover-up, I don't know what is.
Wow.
And this happens fairly regularly. When back in the 70s, when they discovered that apricot pits had leotril in them, and that killed cancer too, there were actually death threats to the people doing the research on that. And that was covered up again. And there's a movie written about it called Second Opinion, and it tells you all about how the pharmaceutical industry is like the old oil industry of the turn of the century, and committing literally threatening murder if you take away their money and their fortunes.
It's so interesting because I see that you use some language that was sent over to me as far as like the average person basically is putting yourself through abuse to a particular level. And I think that's safe to say. You know, Dr. Brown, you had already known this before we even got on the phone together, that I had my wisdom teeth removed, and although I have these pills, I really have not been trying to take them, you know, and because of these different side effects, and I'm like, okay, it's great. I don't want any pain in my mouth, but I would like to move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it does almost feel like
you're putting yourself through a certain amount of abuse, it's safe to say. You know, I had to actually plan that today I wouldn't be able to do anything much. You know, if I prayed and I stayed centered, I knew that I would be ready to do the radio show later. But, I mean, besides that, to me, it's very hard for me because I'm a person who always likes to be on the move. I don't like for anything to stop me. But just the idea of, no, listen, you can't go to work today because you have to take the day to basically be drugged up was almost, you know, it was almost, I couldn't even put it in words. I couldn't fathom actually doing that. But I think about other people, though. The minute that they have a headache, the minute that they get a prescription, they run to get it filled, and they do not miss a pill at all. And for everything, it seems like it's just a side effect. What are some of the reasons that you think that people do this, but then also how can someone protect themselves against this abuse, Dr. Brown?
Well, when I came up with the idea to write this book, I could not find another book that was written so that the average man in the street, average person could easily understand it in the kind of language that is easily can cover the subject, but in a very simple form so that you know what to do when I read through. Now, the reason for the use over the abuse of drugs is because everybody wants a quick fix. And the only real fix there is, I mean, God heals. The doctor sometimes gets in the way.
Yes.
And everything's there for our healing if you know what to do with it. And this is just the first of several books I'll write, because now that the person is learning about himself and how he can heal, I'm going to teach him in very simple words, what do you do to just not get sick, to not get cancer, to heal from a wound at 3 or 4 or 5 times the rate the normal person does. We don't realize how bad our diet is, and that's a lot of my book goes into that. But the overuse of sugar and preservatives and processed foods is just so hard on the immune system that that's why the flu season comes around. Well, by coincidence, the flu season comes around at the same time that our obnoxious eating season comes around with Thanksgiving and Christmas and these monstrous amounts of sugar eaten during that time. It's not by coincidence we get sick.
You know, I must say, Dr. Bell, I've never heard anyone make that correlation to food season and the time of the year where we really feast out and pick out. Everyone just has some of everything. And that is interesting. You were the first doctor that I ever heard made the correlation with flu and the season in which that the flu comes around.
We have a beautiful immune system, but it is really the legs are knocked out from underneath it when you eat a lot of sugar.
About the legs being knocked up underneath us, and you know, it's so interesting because before people used to say, "Oh, your body starts to fall apart." I'm pretty sure as a doctor, you've heard people use that terminology. But you know, the more that I find out about holistic medicine and approaches, the body actually revitalizes and renews itself X amount of times, and it's just so interesting. The way that we have started to perceive life.
We've actually made some big, big, huge breakthroughs. In fact, the Nobel Prize was just awarded in 2009 to three people that discovered how to reverse the aging process. And they took some mice that were the equivalent of 80-year-old humans, and the autopsy showed that their brains were shrunken away from their skulls and everything else. They were not reproducing. And after giving them certain herbs, after just a few weeks, they were back to reproducing and their brains were new again.
Wow.
So this study was done at Harvard, so it's got a lot of credibility. And so we have wonderful things we can do, but you can't do it if you eat all those potato chips and fried foods and a lot of dairy products and bread and sugar.
Interesting. And then also I know that you've done an extensive amount of research about a joint dysfunction. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's for sure. That's one of the complaints I had about most of the dental schools. It's called TMJ dysfunction, which means the temporal bone and the mandible, which is your jaw, and the joint in between the two. It's in dysfunction, and so many dental schools just teach you to work with the teeth. Well, in my practice, which I've had for 35 years in that field, I found that it has very little to do with the teeth. It has to do with other things going on in your body, and it just manifests that way by getting you to clench and grind, and sometimes it's sleep apnea. And when you clench your teeth in your sleep, you can go up to 700 pounds per square inch, whereas when you're clenching them during the daytime, about 250 is the maximum you can do. There's so much to learn, and I actually found out in my TMJ practice, the joint practice, that 80 to 90% of the patients were women. So I went back into school and studied hormones, and now I have a couple of hormone specialists that I send my female patients to once I've determined that the cause of the problem is hormonal. And you can imagine how, if your hormones were off so much that you were PMSing 30 days a month, how much you'd clench your teeth.
Right. Yes, that is definitely. I could just imagine. Thank God that I don't PMS that much. I'm just listening to you, Dr. Brown, and you just have opened my eyes up to so much to think about some of these things. I already, try to keep an eye open to certain things that makes me raise an eyebrow or two. But it just seems like there is so much that we are doing wrong, and we just continue to do it because no one is necessarily telling us the correlation of those things. What are some of the things that we are continuously just doing wrong that we can solve? Some people say, you mentioned cancer, prevention for that. It's getting to the point, Dr. Brown, must be honest with you. Every time they mention cancer, they tell you something that causes it, something you could do to not cause it. Every day there's something that they're trying to say that is connected to. It's almost getting to the point where if you walk out of your house, you're at high risk for some form of cancer in particular. So, I think nowadays so many people are just scared. They don't even want to be educated anymore at this point. Because they want to learn the right things. They've been steered down the wrong path as it comes to their health. And now they just want to know, what can I really do, So what are some tips that you can give
well,
them on the ground?
There's a lot you can do. In fact, if you do it properly, your chances of getting cancer are going to be almost nothing. In 1925, there's a Dr. Warburg who discovered that cancer is destroyed by the presence of oxygen and also by alkaline blood. In other words, if our blood is very acidic, we're going to have much more chance of having cancer. And if we have very little oxygen in our blood, the chances. And then more recently, we discovered that inflammation, which can be caused by just a bad diet, it can be caused by being overweight or by having sleep apnea or by eating inflammatory foods, inflammation is a major cause of cancer. Now, what this all boils down to, and I felt it for the last 50 years, is that most cancer is a nutritional problem. It's not being exposed to the sun or something like that, because the truth is the rate of cancer goes up as you go north of the equator. The further away from the sun. But also, when you go north of the equator, you're getting away from all the tropical foods, which we evolved with for most of our evolution, and you're getting away from the seafoods that you ate. And we find some of the healthiest people in the world are in Okinawa at sea level, and the other healthy people are up in the Himalayas or in the Andes. And one of the differences they have is they get all 76 minerals in their diet.
Wow.
Now, that's one of the problems we have in America is the farms have leached out the minerals, abusing the soil to the point where we don't get enough minerals to make up a good immune system. So we got two strikes when we start out.
Wow. You know, I definitely heard that concern of minerals, and correct me if I'm wrong, the 76 that they receive in those other regions that you mentioned, I heard some numbers like we receive about 12. Is that about right?
Or if you're lucky,
even receive less
you're
than
very
that?
Lucky.
Right.
Yeah, we're all deficient in magnesium, and because there's fluorine and chlorine in the water, we're deficient in iodine, which gives us a lot of thyroid problems and a lot of fibroid tumor problems. There's been a correlation between prostate cancer and breast fibroid tumors as being due to a lack of iodine. There is so much we're learning now. It's just I study constantly, and I can't keep up with it at all.
Yeah.
But it's really fun.
Right. You know, what would you say, Dr. Brown, just as per now, as per where we stand right now, whatever we may be doing right now, what are the three things that we should stop doing or change that we are doing, at least most people, most Americans in particular?
Well, I would say stop eating processed foods. They do all kinds of horrible things to make you want more, like they're putting a high fructose corn syrup in bread now because they found that this high fructose corn syrup stimulates your appetite and makes you want to eat more bread. There's a new book out recently called Grain Brain that proves that our federal government is wrong saying we should eat a lot of grains. They actually make you age faster than anything else. In fact, whole grain bread is worse for you.
Wow.
All these things are just happening. We're discovering, and other things you can do drink very pure water without chemicals in it. In other words, you can get a filter for your house. In fact, the Costco stores can sell them. They're called reverse osmosis filters that take all the chemicals out of the water. And so you're not eating all these pesticides and horrible things that are in our water.
Mm.
One of the reasons for men needing Viagra and Cialis is the fact that their testosterone is taken down so much by all the chemicals in the water, including chemicals from women taking birth control pills and getting it into our groundwater.
It's
very, very complex. And to round it all up, I'd say the closer you can get to nature and what God has given us, the closer you can get. In other words, I am on what's called a paleo diet, which is basically the caveman diet. It's not high in meat like everybody thinks it is. It's high in vegetables and roots and berries and nuts. And ever since I've been on that diet, my health has just been perfect.
Wow. You know, that is key in most of what I am hearing, though, that it is our diet, which is destroying us to a certain extent, you know, all the hormones that they're pumping into our food, all the process, you know, like you said, with the high fructose, Sarah, in bread, who would think in bread, you know? It's crazy. And also just, you know, we could talk forever about the world of pharmaceuticals and health, but I just want to make this point really quick too. They're trying to medicate children at a younger and younger age now and trying
Absolutely.
To put them on this track where time, you know, they should be prescribed something. You know, I almost find it crazy when they talk about medication for a four-year-old for ADHD. I'm like, it's a four-year-old child, you know.
To me, that's criminal. That's absolutely criminal because a lot of ADHD – it's just due to their horrible diet in the first place, mostly sugar and starches. And anybody who's raised children, you know, if you give them a high dose of sugar, they just climb the walls
right.
for a while. And so a lot of the age, the fact that we eat breakfast cereal with milk, which are two horrible things for you, milk and breakfast cereal, And then we go to school. Well, then you know, it's immediately he's hyperactive. Well, he should be hyperactive. He has a decent body. It's going to react to poisoning him with that horrible food. But the thing is that a lot of ADHD is misinterpreted if a child doesn't get proper sleep. And if you're watching television right up to the time you go to bed, that prevents your brain from producing a hormone called melatonin, which is your normal sleeping pill. As cavemen, we came out of the sun into our caves or whatever hut we had, and we only had firelight. And all of a sudden, we have this blue intense television light, which won't allow us to release melatonin. So our kids get bad sleep. That'll make them have ADHD. So what do? You give them a drug. Well, you start giving kids drugs, and you're going to make drug addicts out of them.
Yes, yes. You know, I work in the area of youth development, and I have kids who say, "Oh, Miss Diamond, it's just because I didn't take my pill. I didn't take that pill." I'm like, "You're 7 years old. Why are you relying on a pill?" You know, in my head, this is exactly what I'm thinking. You know, and for them to feel and know that it's this major difference. You know, now they're under the assumption their entire day is going to be turned around because they didn't take some type of pill. It's astonishing. You know, I was shocked. I'm still flawed. And then the side effects to these pills that they're putting these children on, you know, heart conditions, dizziness, vomiting, you know, and that's just on a small scale of some of the things that is happening. So, you know, I think it is starting to surface more and more that it is a numbers game when it comes to the medical and pharmaceutical industry in many cases. Of course, not in all cases, because we do have good doctors like Dr. Brown.
Well, I cure everything without drugs in my practice. And even I get severe cases of arthritis and fibromyalgia and so forth. And that's all dietary. And the medical profession will say I'm absolutely wrong, but I'm sorry. I'm getting cures and they're giving pills. And there's a lot of doctors coming around to this now, a lot of them, in a lot of universities. Harvard is one. University of California is one, and Stanford is another. They're all starting to look towards alternative medicine. Pills aren't the answer. In fact, sometimes they're the biggest problem. And if you look at side effects, in fact, any prescription you get, you should go to the computer and look up the side effects and see if you want them. Because like, you can cure arthritis with just diet alone, but there's one pill that's advertised heavily for arthritis that one of the side effects is death. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, but yeah.
Wow.
And like psoriasis, one of the side effects of a psoriasis drug is death. And the thing about psoriasis, all you have to do to get rid of psoriasis is stop eating all grains. Wheat is the number one. And it'll just melt away. And if not, then you go see an alternative medicine doctor to see what else you're allergic to.
Right. You know, that to me, that's just simply crazy that a side effect would actually be death. Meanwhile, you're trying to find a cure to better yourself so that you do not die, so that you can live longer or expand your life. And here we are having to deal with a side effect such as death, which is this thing.
Well,
and one thing I would notice, too, I'm like, okay, someone is taking medication, let's say for example, I'm trying to think of that vertigo. There we go. Taking medication for vertigo. And they say one of the side effects is dizziness. I'm like, okay. I thought that was one of the main things that manifest because of vertigo is that they say that you do get dizzy. So you're going to take a pill so that you are guaranteed to be dizzy.
That's right.
You know, It's simply amazing. You know, that one about trying to, you know, heal three times faster. Now, that one I need to take it in practice because I found out that they claim that it's going to take me about 2 months, Dr. Brown, for these giant holes to close up in my mouth. I had no idea.
Well, it can be done a lot faster. And the key to quick healing is an anti-inflammatory diet. and all natural organic foods, because most of the foods you get in stores now are the vegetables are just covered with insecticides. And we just have the only side effect I want is when I let God heal me, and with His methods, which is all of His natural things, the side effect of that is I get to have an old age prime out and fun when everybody else is in a rest home. That's God's side effect.
Yes, God's side effect. That's what is that's some medicine that the doctor can't prescribe to you, but the greatest remedy.
Yep.
You know, the title of your book, Why? The Question That Could Save Your Life. It's clean cut. It's straight to the point. And I love the title of it. And also, I love what I'm hearing of what you're saying is the components of this book. And do help me, too, with my speculation about some of the things that I could find within the book. Because it seems as though you are giving us the recipe to remedy half of these ailments, aches, pains, that some of us think we need to have for a lifetime. And by simply changing our diet, by simply taking a different approach, by actually having the colossal gall, so to say, to ask the doctor, why am I taking this? Why do I need this? What is this going to do for me? So help walk me through some of the components that your book brings, Dr. Brown.
Well, one of the things that really upsets me about most doctors is you fill out all this lengthy medical history, and there's not one question about what do I eat? And then when you get in to see the doctor for your first appointment, he doesn't take the time to look at the medical history and ask you about things. One of the reasons I'm able to cure without drugs in my practice is that I take the time to go over the medical history, and sometimes I find something that stands out like incredible. That person is killing himself with these habits, and they get them off of those habits, and their life comes back to them. But it's very important that there's time given to the patient. And also, it's very bad that we have doctors so specialized that one specialty doesn't know what the other one's doing. In other words, the cardiologist doesn't know that his prescriptions are causing men to become impotent or to require a urologist to help them out. And the psychiatrist doesn't know anything about the side effects of his drugs. And in fact, I know of several psychiatrists that have gone into integrative medicine in their practice because they found nutrition was a big factor in psychological problems. And one of the greatest ones is a Dr. Coonan here, who was Stanford psychiatry for about 10 years, and he became head of the Orthomolecular Medicine Society, which is all alternative medicine. So there's a lot happening, a lot of important things happening now, and one day we'll be through with this dominance and this monopoly of the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical industry and the FDA all being lockstep with each other.
Yeah, one day. I'm hopeful for that day, and I know that day will come. That day will come with more work that's being done to expose what's really in our food, to expose what pharmaceutical companies are really trying to achieve. You know, exposés can do wonders. And I believe that it definitely is leading us on that path. Dr. Brown, you know, it's amazing to hear about your work, the fact that you don't use any medicine to cure whatever ailments that your patients may come about. 10 years from now, so to say, you know, you're making this beautiful contribution, this book, which has, you know, your decades of knowledge packed into it. What would you like to say that your book has done for those who it has touched?
Well, I'd like to The reason I wrote the book so simply and made it so easy to read is to get to as many people as possible and save as many lives as possible. But not only that, to make the life worth saving, because if you cure yourself naturally, you're going to be doing things when you're 80 years old that other people have already passed away. And you're going to be able to do things at 100 years old that are not even thinkable right now. Now that we know what causes the aging process, we can really do a lot about it. And one of the things that has to come into medicine is that your life has to be balanced. I take a medicine for this, I take a supplement for that. It's your spiritual life has to be together. And everything, you have to take time for your family. And we got to get off of this treadmill that we have to always keep up with the Joneses or whatever. We need to have a balanced life, and that really will bring the kind of life that makes it enjoyable till the very last minute.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Dr. Brown, do tell us how we can get a copy of the book, how people can stay abreast of all the great things that you are doing, also about your practice. We're ready to receive all that information and just take a new approach, a new outlook on life.
Yes, well, the book is on Amazon, and and it's also in Kindle form for those. I'm not really in favor of using a Kindle before bed because it keeps your melatonin from being produced, so you don't have a good night's sleep. But so I prefer a regular book when I'm reading for bed before bed.
Yes.
And my website where you can get a lot of my magazine articles, and I will soon be having a lot of blogs on there, is called Dr. Brown Why. Just all small letters, Dr. Brown Why. And that'll come up and it'll show you a picture of me, just the one, in fact, the picture I sent you.
Okay.
I will be going on YouTube with lectures in about a month, as soon as I get it all set up, so I can lecture around the world. And the lecture will be designed for people with arthritis and people with cancer and people with asthma and so forth. And there are a lot of people doing this now, and hopefully, because there are so many of us doing it, we're going to overcome the monopoly that's dominated so far.
Yes. Well, Dr. Brown, I just want to personally thank you for your contribution to the world of medicine and the discovery of this new approach that we need to take in order, if we really want to live. You know, sometimes it's almost like we're just so busy racing against the clock. We just haven't quite ran into the right person who can help us extend that time. So I thank you and kudos to you and those at your practice for showing that it can be done in this world of modern medicine. It doesn't necessarily have to be what's the hottest drug or what's the most popular quick fix. For you still giving that attention to a patient and allowing them to feel like they are a patient coming for a service instead of just some crazy express line at a fast food place. I thank you for that, Dr. Brown, and I appreciate you for your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Brown, unfortunately, our time is winding down. You have been great. I thank you so much for joining me this evening and having this great dialogue. I would love to have you once again to talk about your book as it starts to progress and after you get your YouTube lectures up and going. I would love to just touch bases with you once again.
Okay. Keep an eye out on your email because I'm going to send you a Buddhist prayer called Be Thankful that is just magnificent.
Thank you so much.
It's basically takes all the things that a spoiled brat America is hates, like not knowing something or not having enough money or something, and it makes it so when you are thankful for everything God has given you, no matter whether you like it or not, then things really happen that are wonderful. And that's exactly what my touching God during my near-death experience, he's made me constantly in his presence. And I just never want to be anyplace else.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen to that. Dr. Brown, thank you once again. And I appreciate you, and definitely will be looking in my email for that. And that's one thing I do. I praise God every day for giving me breath. You know, I start off with just breath and then continue my gratitude from there on. So I'll be looking out for that piece, and thank you so much once again. You have a great evening, Dr. Brown.
You have a wonderful evening, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bob Brown. Be sure to visit him on his website at www.drbrownwy. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for tuning in with me this evening. It has simply been a great interview and a great time, such a wealth of knowledge. Oh, my goodness. Now, I am never going to look at Thanksgiving and Christmas the same, but that's a good thing. It's always good to be educated and learn something new, ladies and gentlemen. So be sure to check out the archive version of this show if you are not able to tune in to the entire piece. The archive version will be available immediately after taping as well by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diamond B Show. Also, be sure to shoot me an email with some of your thoughts at diamondbexperience@gmail.com. Also, be sure to follow me on Twitter. On Twitter, I'm experience_DB. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. Do have a great evening and stay blessed.